Father in heaven, we welcome your presence by your Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, you are the Holy One. You are the Righteous One. You are glorious beyond compare. You dwell in unapproachable light. You are light. In the midst of a dark world, in the midst of a world with suffering, in the midst of our lives that have suffering and chaos, you are light. You are strength. You are hope. You are refuge and you are strength. You are our fortress. You are a high tower for us. The righteous run into you, the scriptures say, and we find our salvation. And so this day, we come to you with expectation. We come to you as the one who is our God, the one who is our Abba Father, and who invites us as little children to come to you. Father, what a privilege it is as your dearly loved little children to come to you. And we do, with hands open to receive, but also with praise on our lips to lift to you, with worship in our hearts to exalt you and to lift you high, we come this day. Spirit of God, open the eyes of our hearts that we might see Christ, that we might receive from our Abba Father in heaven, and that we might glorify him in a way that he is worthy of. Father, even this morning, with the various needs that we bring, with the burdens and concerns, with the heaviness of our hearts, and with the joys that fill them, Father, we bring them to you, laying them at the foot of the cross, laying them at the foot of our Savior Jesus, so that we might see him. Holy Spirit, open the eyes of our hearts that we might see and that we might be drawn near to Jesus. It's in his name we pray these things. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen.
Amen. Invite you to stand and join in worship this morning if you're able. We're going to begin by praising the Lord for his loving faithfulness. And so I even just want to invite the Holy Spirit now to bring to mind just the ways that he's been faithful to us personally throughout our lives. So just try to be sensitive to his prompting in that way as we worship him.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. Never fail. story, and this is my song. I'm praising my risen King and Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I know my story, and this is my song. I'm praising my risen King and Savior all the day long. So I trust in God, my Savior.
Never let us down. You're with us through the good times and the bad times. And so we will praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Let's just sit for a moment and reflect on all of the ways that the Lord has provided, all the ways that he has answered our prayers and revealed himself to us. just want to give a reminder that our altars are always open here while we're worshiping. You can come up if you have needs that you want to bring to the Lord, but you can also come up just to praise Him and worship Him, just offering yourself before the Lord. Lord, help us to not be forgetful like the Israelites who saw you work miracles time and time again, but so quickly forgot and grumbled and doubted. But instead, Lord, would you remind us day after day of your goodness and the ways that you have walked beside us, and let that fuel our praises.
I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. Your love is devoted like a ring of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. Faithful you have been, faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and it's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Makes us whole, and you shoulder weakness. Your strength becomes our own. You're making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes. For you will have your bride, free of all her guilt and rid of all her shame, her true name. And it's why I sing. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips. With angels and saints we sing. will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
Psalm 98:1 says, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations.
Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you've got
Sing that chorus just one more time, and if you are willing, if you feel comfortable, if you feel led, just encourage you to actually lift up your hands to the Lord. Just offer Him your full self. Sacrifice your comfort for the sake of praising Jesus. I throw up my hands and I praise You again. So that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it's not much, I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah. Yes, Jesus, You alone are worthy. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our devotion. You are worthy of our sacrifice. And so we lay all of these things at Your feet this morning. Lord, we trust that You are pleased when we lay it all before You. Not because You need it, but because that is what allows us to commune with You unhindered. And so, Lord, as we look into Your word today, would You draw us ever nearer to You? Bless us with a deeper understanding of who You are and who You've created us to be. So Jesus, we thank You for all that You are speaking and all that You will continue to speak. We just ask that You would continue to prepare our hearts to receive it. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.